Text 51551. Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Irish businesses in the leisure sector are facing immediate closure as one of the last few insurers covering event companies, bouncy castle operators, play centres and leisure centres has pulled out of the market. UK operator Leisure Insure said it will not quote for new business from this week and from the end of the month will cease all renewals. This will leave thousands of jobs at risk as businesses face an uphill battle to get cover. Well, look, joining me on the line now to talk about this is Linda Murray, owner of Huckleberry's Den Play Centre in Navan and Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform and Head of the Irish Inflatable Hires Federation, Gerry Frawley. Charlie Weston is in studio with me, Personal Finance Editor. Thank you all for chatting to me this morning. Let me start with you, Charlie. How did this announcement come about? What kind of reasons did Leisure Insure give for this decision to pull out of the market?
Well, pretty suddenly last week they said that they weren't interested in doing any more business here, that essentially they would see out the contracts they have, but they're not taking on any new business and they're not going to do any new renewals when they come when they're due for renewal. Leisure Insurer, probably nobody's ever heard of them, but they're a key insurer for the leisure sector. So as you say, bouncy castles, adventure centres, play centres, leisure centres themselves, yoga teachers even, you know, a whole range of people would have used them because our own insurers are not interested in this area. They just don't want to know because it's one of those areas where there's high footfall, high risk of a claim because there's children involved in particular. And if children make claims through their parents in court, judges invariably award money. So the Leisure Insure was very important. It was the broker, the kind of management agent, if you like, and the underwriter, AXA XL, a division, a specialist division of the big AXA insurer, they decided not interested in this market anymore. And so, you know, that's a very important because it was one of the last, one of the few remaining companies prepared to cover the leisure sector. About 10 different British insurers have pulled out here in the last 3 years. So the Irish guys are not interested. So this is a real crisis now. You have a lot of operators out there in the leisure sector now who just will not be able to get insurance cover.
And just before I go to two of them, I mean, that must be devastating in terms of potential job losses, Charlie.
It is, yeah. I mean, and we've put so much investment, Miriam, into leisure and tourism and you know, greenways, etc. So you're talking about people who hire out bikes even, you know, and they're going to struggle now to get cover. You know, there's something like 4,500 jobs in that sector and a lot of them are threatened now because these businesses will be forced to close. Some of them will end up operating without insurance, which is a huge risk. So, I mean, this is a very, very serious situation for these companies.
Linda, let me go to you. I've spoken to you a few times, Linda, on radio and TV. This is another massive blow, isn't it, to business owners like you in this sector?
I suppose it's the biggest blow that we could have got in the leisure industry in Ireland. This is crisis point, Miriam. As Charlie mentioned, this affects so many different industries in leisure. And I know we talk about kids a lot, and I've always been focused on kids, but you're talking about our kid Neil Fawlty tourism as well. You're talking about people coming in from overseas and wanting to do activities in Ireland, won't be able to do them anymore. You're talking about corporate groups, team building. All of this is all leisure, and they will not be able to get insurance. This is very serious. As Charlie mentioned, 3 or 4 years ago, we had 3 or 4 underwriters. We were down to the last one, which was AXA XL, through Leisure Insure with the broker, and they've pulled out. So I'm not sure what we're going to do. I think it's crisis time. I think it's time that Leo Varadkar and our government step in and do something, whether that's bringing in another insurer from Europe or convincing our Irish insurers to look at us. They haven't looked at us in over 12 years, possibly 20 years. Why can't they have a look at us and look at our industry and try and get us insured?
Gerry, I mean, where does this leave bouncy castle operators in Ireland who have policies, for instance, up for renewal?
Good morning, Miriam. Yeah, it leaves them in quite a bad situation. Generally, it will be incremental, this, because a lot of insurers, say, like ourselves, a lot of operators are insured, say, till next month or in 6 months' time or a year's time, and Leisure Insure will be honouring those until they run out. So the last of them are going to run out sort of in the next 9 to 12 months or even next month. So, yeah, it leaves us in a very, very bad situation.
And have premiums for bouncy castles, have they gone up in recent years?
Yes, they've gone up exponentially over the last couple of years. And people still have managed to pay them, albeit complaining about them. But they still took them on board and they paid their premiums and they were glad to be insured. Being insured is fundamental to any business, and without insurance, it is definitely a bad situation for them.
I assume as a bouncy castle operator, You can't stay in business without insurance, can you, Gerry?
Well, Mary, there's no law against it, and certainly there was always a certain amount of bouncy castle operators who didn't have any insurance at all. They were becoming less and less and less, and this situation only puts the ball back in their court, if you know what I mean. On the other hand, you had a whole waft of really, really responsible operators who more and more people submitted their equipment for yearly checks, for yearly safety checks, which they were required to do by their insurance and by the European safety standard. And now the motivation to do that has become less and less, and we hope that they won't have to join the group of people who carry on without insurance. Most people won't do it. And as Linda said there, the corporate events, the local events, the community events, they can't do it without insurance. Certainly they cannot. And it will cease. And it's very sad for everybody in the business, and it's particularly sad for our young inflatable users who haven't a clue what all this is about, and suddenly they'll be told, well, we're sorry, we can't have a bouncy castle.
But just before I go back to you, Linda, Charlie Weston, I'm conscious of people listening who do have businesses like this. I mean, give them a lifeline. Is there a lifeline? What can they do? Are there other places they can get insurance?
Well, it's pretty grim, I'm afraid. It's hard to give a lifeline on this one. The Irish insurers are very selective. I mean, they're back making money, and they're making money primarily through car insurance. They're not interested in this. This is public liability insurance. They don't want to know about this. It's because the courts are much too generous, because they, you know, there's a case last week where a kid fell off a bouncy castle. Sorry, not a castle, a trampoline rather. The child was told repeatedly, given instructions, didn't follow the instructions, yet there was an award of €35,000 made. You know, we're very generous. Now, something will change there. The legislation has been passed where judges are going to sit around and try and recalibrate awards, or in other words, try and lower them because they're very high here. But that will take a while. So you've got to hope once that comes through that Irish insurers will get back into this sector. Otherwise, you can't see British insurers wanting to come in here.
Linda, you spoke earlier about, you know, you feel the government, the Taoiseach needs to do something. Exactly what? Are there precedents in other countries that they could follow here?
Yes, they are. But even looking at those precedents is not something I think we can do right now. What we can do right now, Miriam, is the Judicial Council Bill was passed, as Charlie mentioned, in the last 2 weeks. We now need the judiciary to sit down really quickly and come up with the right awards. That's very, very important. We need our Garda Fraud Unit, we need duty of care established, and we need transparency in our premiums. If insurance companies in Europe saw that we had this reform, and it's great that we actually are going through this at the moment, but if they saw that we had this reform as a matter of urgency, then they will be much more likely to come into our country and insure us. Miriam, I said to you before in a previous interview, when you stack up our numbers, especially in the Play Centre side of things, our numbers make sense. And I'm guessing that the Irish inflatable industry's numbers will make sense, and so will a few others. We're not that entirely risky. So if we have this reform come in really quickly, insurers are going to have an appetite, and then there'll be competition. And it'll be wonderful to see. So our government need to act on that really quickly.
Gerry, I hear you agreeing with that there.
Yes, I do. I agree with Linda entirely. We are at the moment forming a group, and we're actually working very hard at it to gather all the information we can for an alternative insurer. We're not sure if they're going to be successful, but we're going to make a very, very big effort, and we're going to try to assess the risk. And Linda is right. Politicians need to do something. Varadkar has said that he likes people to get up in the morning, and I tell you, there's no better people than Bouncy Castle people at communion time to be running around at 6 o'clock in the morning and 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and they work very hard, and they deserve not to be abandoned in this situation.
Charlie, final word to you. Is there any hope that those reforms Linda's talking about might come about?
They will, but it's how quickly it happens. I mean, you know, I think judges should take note that we've had to legislate in this country to kind of apply common sense to what they're doing.
100%.
We have a number of judges who get this, who understand that there's a common good element to what they're doing, that if they give out very, very big awards, it has an impact on the little guy. Really, it's up to the judiciary to take note of the fact that we have an insurance crisis here. So stop handing out money, which is eventually leading to businesses closing, being too generous.
Well, listen, Linda and Gerry, I hope you both survive and thrive in your businesses. I'll keep an eye on them. And Charlie, thank you very much for coming in. We'll take a break.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.